It's a special spot in the mother-daughter relationship when you find your commonalities align. Maybe it's a hobby or an activity or just a shared goal that unites the two of you in this new phase of life. Well, dear friend of the show, Heidi Swap, has been a friend of our show for years, and we have seen her family grow up through pictures and scrapbooks. And now this sassy sister is passing on her passion for memory keeping. Joining me today are both Heidi Swap and also her daughter, Quincy Glassy, to talk about their growing interests together. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
This is so fun.
It is way funner to come with a companion.
I'm not enough.
I mean, if you weren't here, we wouldn't even have a conversation, but yes.
Quincy, I did the creeper hello when you walked in the studio because we have watched her grow up.
Yes.
I say we, collectively, we have watched you grow up. Is that weird when people are like, I love your mom and I kind of know you through your mom?
I'm a little used to it now.
You're used to it.
It never gets old.
It never gets old. Okay, so this concept of kind of the mother-daughter connection is a sweet one.
Yes.
How did this connection over memory keeping, scrapbooking, projecting, creating, how did you two come together on this?
Well, Heidi has been in her injury era.
It is an injury era. Mm-hmm.
Does she always call you Heidi?
Strangely, yes, my children all call me Heidi. I can't explain it, but it's very endearing. It's okay. Not like the hateful thing.
No.
It's very
it's out
endearing.
Of love. It's out of respect. It's out of love.
Well said. Okay.
It's because everybody calls her Heidi, so we just always call her Heidi to get her attention.
Heidi
no,
Swap.
Instead of mom.
Heidi Swap, mom.
It's just mom. It's just Heidi.
So mom was injured. Heidi was injured.
Heidi was injured.
And you stepped in what way?
Well, she couldn't stand like she used to. Mm-hmm. And she had this big shoulder brace. And I'm a nurse, and so naturally I'm trying to.
She's just so
care
helpful.
For her. I'm so
and
compassionate.
Caring. Yes.
Previously, you hadn't been a stamper creator.
Not as intense as my mom.
Okay, so your mom needed you. And
she needed me.
The nurse in you, the compassionate in you, sweeps up and you start stamping for her.
Yes.
And what happened? I'm just ignoring you now. What
no, it's
happened?
Fine.
I hear all the things that my mom does. I get on her lives. I heckle her on her lives.
Heckle is the main term. Yes.
Heidi, pipe down.
Okay.
And, you know, we all know that she's got this scrapbook room. She's cooking something up there. We don't know what she's doing. I mean, like, we all pay attention, but not enough to actually see what she's doing.
Yeah.
So when I started helping her and I was seeing the dimensions, the colors, the layers, the ribbons, the everything, it was really exciting to be like, wow, this is so cute. I had no idea that she was doing
you got into
such
it.
Intricate work.
You got into it. Okay, Heidi, enter the chat. So
here,
what was this like?
Funny. I was like, where have you been? What is actually going on? Like, I think that we think that our kids are gleaning or that they just know. And yes, I do have a lot going on. And I think that it glazes over. Like, it's just a whole, like, don't go in.
It's a glaze, not glean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, Quincy is kind of in this new era, speaking of eras, of her life, where she's, like, having crafting parties with her friends and having, like, things that she needs to make a decor for or make a card for, and she'd be like, can I use your stamps? And my thought is like, well, which ones?
Is she protective of the goods?
She will not share her ink.
Oh.
No, she will not.
Well, she can't take it home.
I've asked her for it, and she's like, those are my favorite colors. You can't take those.
Don't take the magenta.
I have to get new ones.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
So are you coming to her saying, teach me, or is the teaching naturally happening, or now is it just a shared passion and the creativity has turned into fun?
I think that what happened is, you know, I do regularly do lives.
Yeah.
And I assumed she knew how to stamp. Because
she's your daughter.
You just stamp it, right? And it was interesting because I'm watching her and I'm like, oh, no. Okay, hold it like this and this much pressure. And then she's like, oh, you know, and she's genuinely excited.
Yeah.
It wasn't just for the camera.
Right.
And that kind of
made
me happy.
What did that do for you? Elaborate on that, because you've loved this and you've been passionate about this for years. I won't say how many, because we're friends.
Right. We are friends.
But I'm just saying, to see your daughter see something that means so much to you, that had to be really fun.
I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I was really excited. And then I wanted to, like, tell her everything, you know, and like
it's like a brain dump.
Spew.
Yeah.
And I realized that it just takes time. You kind of, I didn't know she didn't know what a die cut machine was. I didn't know she didn't know what embossing was. I didn't know she didn't know how to clean a stamp.
That actually, not to go too deep in Hallmark on us, but I think that is actually an interesting point, that as moms, grandmas, we assume that our natural energy is just jumping off. But the teaching or the talking or the explaining has a place, and we've got to slow down and do that.
And I also have this thing where I was never going to force my kids.
Sure.
Like, my mom, an amazing seamstress, a quilter. And so when you're a quilter, it is precision. Mm-hmm. And I am not precision person. And
Quincy agrees. She's shaking her head.
And so she wanted me to sew, and I didn't want to sew in her way.
Yeah.
And so I really didn't want to, like, force it. And so when it came organically, or when they were interested, when Quincy was interested, it just made me just happy.
And you are in this new phase of life, married for a year, and now how are you seeing creativity enhance this stage of your life? Or how has creativity, what has that brought on for you?
I think that it just makes it more, like, I have things to journal about. I have things to craft about. I have friends that love crafting and that love making things too. And so, like, you know, we have girls' night once a month where we go and we craft things together.
Oh, come on.
Like,
okay.
It's perfect.
We're not letting you go. Let's walk and talk, because there are a few supplies that you say helped you on your creative journey. And your mom, I mean, not only does she own these, but her name is on some of these. So that's something fun to celebrate. What did you pick up in your stash and start having fun with?
So one of the things that I was having to have Quincy help me with was, like, a die cut.
Uh-huh.
So die cut is kind of new for me. Well, not new for me. Like, it's
newer
been
for me, because I'd never even heard of it.
She tried
to show me how to do it, and I was just using the half of the part of it. I wasn't even using the whole thing.
I sort of think that's the funny headline, that Heidi Swap's daughter didn't know what a die-cut machine was.
Do you want to actually be the one to
just... Yes, I'll show you how to do it.
Okay, so the hot trend, and it's been a while, and actually maybe I'll just have you even do the bow.
Yeah,
do
the bow. I was going to do the
because
bow.
Because it's bow-pocalypse, as we call it.
I haven't heard that, but that's hilarious.
Everything is bows, right?
Right, and we're not mad about it.
No, we are not. We
love
it.
Why would we be?
Right.
And I will tell everybody at the same time, today I am launching this sticker paper. This is cardstock sticker paper specifically for die cutting.
Okay.
So that when you die cut it, you then don't have to glue it down.
Where has this been?
I know.
I
wondered the same thing. So, okay, so let me just tell you, this...
She's taking over.
Just so you know, right here.
This
is a magnetic mat.
Uh-huh.
This is metal, a little metal die. It's going to cut. You're going to stick it right onto the sticker paper, and you then put the little die cut thing on. She's going to put it in. And this is what I could not do when I was injured.
With your shoulder,
And this was what was new to me, is I didn't... I just, oh my gosh.
You gotta hold
it. Taking the whole table.
This is a hard,
see, this is why it's a two-hand job.
Yeah, you need a shoulder or two to do this.
Exactly.
Look what you just did. She die-cutted.
I die-cutted.
So.
I was so excited, because when we had the Christmas, all of the doors were opening and the wreaths were layering and the bows were bowing. It was so cute. I was freaking out over it.
So fun. So you pop it out.
Okay.
And then now this becomes
a sticker.
A sticker.
Stop it.
Now,
this is out today.
This sticker paper is unbelievable.
The sticker paper is out today, and this is cardstock sticker paper. So, and I'm just kind of peeling this. You
look at that.
You know. Whatever.
Hello.
It's so cute.
The
it's
fact that we're
paper.
Still innovating, I'm claiming this. The fact that you are still innovating in cool ways like this, there it is.
See, like stinking
and then,
cute.
Mm-hmm. And then like you can
adjust
it and you can layer it and it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's perfect.
And there's things. Oh, and actually we could even pull off this.
The little bows?
Teeny
the little
tiny
die
bow.
Cut bows.
Because you're killing me.
Bow
this is great. This is great.
Is real.
The fact is you can't actually cut these with scissors even if you wanted to.
You too.
We'll just put like a little
the daintiness
a little bow.
Prevents
and then,
it.
You know, there's a banner and all these things. So what we do also is we make stamps that coordinate with the die. So this is a prize ribbon die, and I've
Look
got it
this.
In a couple of places.
Look how cute with the layers.
And I think that you're always gonna have a reason to give someone an award.
Yeah.
So these are a little bit, they're fun. Like, this one says best ever. This one says didn't freak out, got dressed, got out of bed today, and hit the gym.
Award.
So these are things that we need to be awarding ourselves.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You guys are the best. Do you like the phrase mini-me? How do you feel about the phrase mini-me? Is that?
I think it fits.
It fits.
It's definitely fitting.
It fits.
We're the same height now.
This has made my whole day.